This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell, manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Just joining us, delivered the news, the passing Cub great Ryne Sandberg, who passed away at his home earlier today at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer. You know, we get a chance to interact with him, to broadcast with him, and then obviously seeing him around the ballpark. The other thing was you got to see him around spring training and a fun sense of humor. He and Rick Sutcliffe love to play with each other. This spring, Rhino, you know, Sut doesn't always land the plane, right? And Rhino told a bunch of the coaches, and he had Craig Counsell belly laughing. He said, if you're cornered by Rick Sutcliffe and he's just talking too much, just yell Geronimo, and I'll come and I'll rescue you. And he just had that way about him. And the other component was just everybody wanted to be around him.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
A couple times a month, we get the opportunity to talk with the Cubs manager, Craig Counsell, joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Craig, thanks for joining us very much. We appreciate it. It's been rough watching what's gone on with you guys and knowing how great the Brewers have been. What's it like from your perspective when you're trying to get things to go the right way?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, this is a baseball season, and you don't always get what you want. And so, you got to show up the next day and keep the right things as the priority and move forward.
Does it feel, betting it doesn't feel as bad for you as it does for the fans or for us sometimes? You're more seasoned in that way. Do you have any words of wisdom or optimism to help help us out, frankly, Craig, asking?
No, I mean, I think, telling people how to feel is not a good idea. I think you should feel how you want to feel. I think nothing bad has happened. We put ourselves in a good position. And the best part is yet to come. And that's how you have to treat every day, no matter what's going on in your life. So that's still the mindset we take. And we have an opportunity to have something cool happen today and something fun happen today. And that's why you show up for work the next day.
There it is. There's some real talk right there on the day to day. It's like we were talking about when a baseball team is hot and you're a fan, it's like nothing else in sports. Like there's a different person every day. It's like, oh, look at that. Here we go. And then it feels magical. And when it's down, when it feels bad, it's like there's nothing quite like that in sports, don't you think? Like it can feel like misery to a fan watching in a moment like this. And I mean, I know you just said it. You've got to find a way to get yourself out of that if you feel any of that on a given day, right?
Yeah, I would not describe any of it as misery. it's really not. But I understand. It's a baseball season, and the great thing about baseball is when it's every day, you don't always get what you want. And that teaches you a lot. And it teaches you how to be resilient and teaches you how to show up the next day. We don't like those lessons sometimes, but, we got to go through them.
Craig, how much did you wrestle with letting Ben start last night versus Javier? I know that the plan was to use them in tandem, and you did, but did you think, like, maybe we should let Ben go and then have Javier? What went into deciding Javier was going to be the lead guy?
I think it just put Javi in the best position to be successful yesterday. Just in how we were going to pitch these kind of two games, we were going to need a long outing from Ben in one of these outings. And or a long inning from both Ben and Javi in one of these two games. And so that's the order we chose. They did a good job against Javi yesterday. They got a big hit against Javi, a big home run. And that essentially because we didn't score enough, that cost us.
So when you were watching Assad yesterday, how do you feel he did overall?
I think it was okay. The sinker was up more than probably it needed to be. This is a good offense. This is one of the best offenses in baseball. It's a very tough lineup. They do not swing and miss. I mean, Ben had a very strange line too, with no strikeouts for him. It's a tough team to face. It's a tough offense to face. I think Javi's the sinker was just a little off, and that caused some problems with the number of hits, obviously, of hard hit balls. And most of them were kind of on the ground and hard ground balls, but it was up.
Yeah, they're a weird one to figure out, those Blue Jays. We spent some time on it yesterday. They're like, it's not like any of the offseason acquisitions did amazing things for them necessarily, or last year's trade acquisitions. It's that a lot of their guys got better offensively. What are they doing as an offense that seems to be working? As you mentioned, not a lot of strikeouts for Ben. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's they're best in baseball, not striking out. They've got the highest batting average in the league. They got the highest on base percentage in the league as an offense. So that means you're going to have to, you know, really execute everything, and they just, you know, you have to execute pitches, you have to execute defensively. And they got a big hit last night. Without that, maybe it's like a, you know, it's like a 2-0 game kind of going into that inning, or a 3-0 game. But you know, they got the big home run.
We're with Craig Counsell on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score. Have you thought about or talked with Jed about or wrestled at all with the idea of like bringing up a kid? I mean, I know Moises has been here, but maybe bringing Moises back or bringing up Owen Casey. Have those conversations happened at all to try to give the offense a jolt?
I think we have good offensive players in this lineup. And you know, we can. There's going to be times in the season when they struggle a little bit. But I know collectively, and in here and in the organization, and I everybody and the fans, we should believe in this group as offensive players. We should absolutely believe in this group. This is a good group of hitters. It's a good offense. And I understand there's some guys struggling right now, but this is a good offense.
A couple weeks ago, I was at Wrigley, and I asked you about like managing different players and personalities and what goes into that for a manager. When it comes to routine, Craig, how do you feel about guys sticking with routine versus getting to a point where maybe you change something in hope of trying to get a different result?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think we're all just trying to like improve. We're all trying to just improve our processes as we go. And, you know, our routines are our routines for a reason. And I think we all, as coaches and as, you know, teammates watch each other's routines, and there's always adjustments going on with those routines. So, but they're routines for a reason. They're routines because they put you in a place to have success. You know, open to adjusting them always. Everybody is. But they're routines for a reason.
So when we hear that Kyle Tucker hit outside yesterday for the first time, it's like, not that he's superstitious, but were you involved in that conversation or that decision to try and shake up the routine a little bit?
No, that was a conversation with Dustin and himself. But it's, you know, that I know we're grasping at straws a little bit here. I mean, but that's like the smallest of tweaks in something. I mean, it's visible, so I understand it gets talked about. That's just adjusting your process a little bit to maybe have create a different feel. That's what you're trying to do.
We are grasping at straws with Kyle because he's so good, and he's always been so good. And the quality of the at-bats.
Yeah, his at-bats have still been...
The quality of the bats and his pitch selection is still good. So it's like, it's what's going on. Have you seen the bat speed stuff that StatCast put on TV the other night? Do you give that any merit? Like, you got any theories on Kyle right now?
I think Kyle's a great hitter, like you guys say. That's going through a tough time right now, and I'm absolutely convicted that Kyle's going to get it going here. But you know, we can. I think that's what you do. You try to help. Everybody's trying to help Kyle, and sometimes that can be your worst enemy. Is like a lots of ideas in your head too. But that's sports, man. That's performance, right? That's competition. And but you know, we're convicted, and Kyle's got a good process. He's a great hitter. He's got a good process, and you trust those things.
What role do you hope to play with your guys to let them know that everything is cool and that if they do have issues, they can come to you? Like, I always wonder, like, how the day-to-day stuff, and it does feel bad for fans. I won't go as far as Speaks to say that you guys don't feel as bad. I saw a lot of frustration from players over the last couple of days. So how do you manage that part of it where things were going so well for this team overall, and it's not like things are going terribly. It's just leveled out, and you're seeing this meteoric run that the Brewers are on that maybe shades the way that we look at it. Does it shade the way that they look at it?
Well, I think that's what's important to remember. I mean, like, in the month of August, we're 4-6. So it's like, is that, you know, that feels like a baseball season, right? Like, that feels like that's what happens during a baseball season. And I think, again, I think perspective is the way to, you know, even everything out. And I think you need to put different lenses on things like this when you're, you know, when you're really close to it. And that's how you got to look at it. It doesn't, you know, we go in today with an opportunity, and that's how you look at it. And that's what's great about baseball. There's an opportunity every single day to you know, put a win on the board. And you don't look at it farther than that. That's like looking at it kind of past that, I think, you know, it's the things that get you in trouble.
I agree with you. I feel like it's difficult though sometimes where, like, the concept of the 9-run homer, you know, like are you confident that guys,
well, explain that one, explain the 9-run homer to me.
The idea of, like, you're trying to hit a 9-run homer and you can't. So it's, well, you know,
I've never seen anybody do that. Yeah,
no, me neither. It's a odd thing to do.
Not even in 2 at bats.
Well, I mean, I guess like in Rock and Jock, you could probably, like, remember the old Rock and Jock softball game?
You smack the head.
I actually think
on the top.
I think they may have had like a 10-run homer in that, but in, you know, real baseball, they don't. Mm. So how do you keep guys like locked in on the smallest picture instead of trying to regain ground that you can't regain?
Did we talk about the 9-run homer today? Should we give them as a goal, a 9-run homer? Or?
If they're going to put that ball in the game, because I think that's what happens, right? In the Rock and Jock game, it's like, hey.
Ball.
Right, it's the special ball, and it's like, here's the 10-run homer. I think it's a 10-run. I'm legit, like, now, because we're all contemporaries. We're all around the same age. Uh-huh. I think that that's actually a thing that happened. I think there was legitimately a 10-run homer.
The Rock and Jock, and I was thinking Super Jock, where you smack them on the head and then they swung.
No,
remember that?
No,
you're talking about the MTV softball game.
Yes,
right?
And I think there is like a 10-run homer ball that would come in occasionally.
Longtime Rock and Jock guy, Craig Council. I had no idea.
Yeah, big fan.
You ever get asked to play in that thing?
No. I remember it. I do remember it. Absolutely.
Was it,
was
it Dan Cortez? Is that the guy?
He was a god. He was a god of that thing. Glad
hey,
we did this.
You guys want to feel really old?
Sure, Lawrence.
Kurt Loder turned 80 this year.
No, that ain't right.
Yeah, he did. That's right. While we were watching Kurt Loder in our dorm rooms, he is now 80 years old. And we're all over 50.
Tabitha Soren is married to the guy who wrote The Blind Side and Moneyball.
Yeah, Michael Lewis.
Michael Lewis.
Yeah, and she's an excellent baseball photographer now.
Brings us all back around to the game. See how we did that, Craig?
All right, so
that's a good Michael Lewis. That's a good in trivia right there. An MTV, like, one of the hosts is married to Michael Lewis.
That is true.
Yeah, she has a whole book, Craig. If you want to look it up, like, she followed Oakland during kind of the Moneyball stuff, and she has pictures. Like, it's a whole photo, like a photography book. It's great. I actually interviewed her for it, and then she told me great stories about Tupac. So I was like, win-win.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally a win-win. But anyway, back to your team. How do you keep them focused on on just doing the next
thing? See what I just did? They're distractions. That's how you keep them focused.
Seriously, though.
I mean,
was that your idea for the Canadian tuxedo road trip, or was that Justin Turner, I thought? Did you like it?
Yeah, that happened in, like, May. We decided on that. Yeah, it was mostly Justin, just a group of us trying to figure out something. Yeah, just we do it every year. Yeah.
All right. I mean, do you have anything in the bag of tricks? Do you ever think, as a manager, all right, here we go. Here's my petting zoo. You know, I mean, a lot of other people have done that stuff. Do you ever think about something like that, just to bust the tension a little bit?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's organic is the best way. And you know, those things just happen. Those things happen with just groups of people that are together and teams that are together. And it's not about kind of when you're doing good or bad. It's about just joining the team together for fun stuff and stuff that makes you connected. So you're always thinking about that, whether you're doing good or bad.
We had a conversation a couple months ago, I guess, about Pete Crow Armstrong, and you made me cop to the fact, Craig, and I had to, that I didn't like when he threw the bat and he threw the helmet, and I got all baseball policey on this show.
You
and
sure did.
I know.
It was upsetting to me.
And it was upsetting to a lot of people. And then last night I saw him throw the bat and the helmet again, because there were a lot of times where I saw him like holding back, and last night he did it. And I was like, good, go for it, Pete. Like, whatever it takes. Like, maybe he needs that. Maybe he needs to let loose with the emotion more. This is how much I'm scrambling. Does Pete need to go back to throwing the bat and the helmets around, Craig?
I mean, I don't think he's necessarily stopped. I wouldn't say that. But I think, you know, the point of that all is, you know, the original point, and is that, you know, we should, some of our flaws are our flaws, man. And like, we've got to accept them about each other. We work on them, and Pete's going to work on his flaws for sure. Like I should work on mine, but you know, some of it is, we've got to also be a little, you know, forgiving of them, and understand that we're working on them, right? And that's the whole point with Pete. So, you know, I think Pete's trying to get better at everything. Like, hopefully the rest of the guys are.
Did you have to have any conversation with him after pinch hitting for him with Justin the other night, which, you know, I mean, it must have not have been an easy decision. I think you've had times where you could have, and then you haven't, and this time you did. Do you talk about it with him after?
Yeah, I mean, I think those situations, there's not going to be many situations that cross the bar of doing that. And that was a pretty unique kind of situation in the game. You know, a pitcher on the mound that's got some pretty unique traits. It was a trait where I felt like it made Justin our best option. And I think Pete gets that, and he doesn't, and it's okay that he doesn't like it. That's cool. You know, that's part of this.
When it comes to your roster and guys that are scuffling, is there any value in looking at the way things are, and I know that you want to win the division. I'm not saying that you should necessarily concede it, Craig. I don't want you to think that that's where I'm coming from. But I do wonder if guys who are maybe dinged up or guys that maybe need more than just one night off, is that ever a consideration for you in whether to kind of redline it to try and figure this thing out and win the division, or say, you know, there's a whole nother season after 162 is over and we're probably going to be there, why don't we do whatever we need to do to be ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd tell you the way to think about it is you're thinking about, like, what's the best way for the player to be the best version of himself, you know, and then what's the best way for our team to be the best version of themselves. And the other, you're talking about results. I think I'm trying to help the players be as good as they can be, and then we've got to kind of live with the result. You know, that's how it works. But so I think you're always, it's a short term and kind of a, you know, a laser focus and a little bigger focus, and you always, as the manager, probably have those two things in your head. And I think a lot of your decisions kind of revolve around, you know, the bigger picture of the whole season or this game, the next 2 weeks. You're always kind of putting all those lenses on every decision.
Craig, how does not having John Birdie and having the three catchers affect how you manage a game during the course of it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we ultimately made a decision that just the just the depth at catcher and injuries to current catchers. We didn't want to get in a bind in that situation. You know, I think John, you know, he wasn't playing a lot and he had a pretty limited role. And, you know, but we do have to do some things a little bit differently, and it hasn't affected us much to this point. I think we'll have to evaluate if, you know, we have some injuries or those situations come up where we feel like we're, you know, put in a box essentially because we have three catchers, then maybe that changes the decision. But for now, and kind of how we've been using the roster, we think protecting the depth at catcher was the most important thing, and that we can kind of go forward with a couple of catchers on the bench.
Just three career games at the Sky Dome for Craig Counsell. Two hits, two RBIs. You ever see anybody up there in the hotel rooms, Craig, in all your times as a coach or a player? You ever see anybody doing anything of note in the hotel rooms from your perspective on the field, sir?
Like cheering for the Cubs, you mean?
That's one thing that you might see.
You might call it cheering.
It's passionate. It's very passionate.
It's cheering for the Cubs. Some fans were talking to us during early batting practice yesterday. Yeah, from the hotel rooms.
Were they?
Yeah.
All right, because there's legend of other things going on out there that people could see during the ball games. I don't know if that's just legend or not.
I feel like Craig might have just been telling us that in a way that wasn't as overt as...
Sorry. I'm trying to learn to speak Craig.
I am too. I'm just saying, like, you know, we don't always have to hang them out to dry, you know? Like, you just kind of let stuff happen.
Craig. All right. We'll hang out and watch Rock and Jock together next time.
There you go.
All right.
We appreciate you.
That'd be a great clip. I'd enjoy that.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Craig.
All right. You got it, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.